From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. More than 380,000 people in Idaho cast their votes before Election Day. That's more than all the votes cast in the primary election back in May. And as of this morning, more than 500,000 Idahoans have voted. So what are officials expecting in regard to turnout? How are things going this Election Day? And what happens after all the votes are in? Well, 2024 marks an historic election year because today voters decide the future of our country for the next 4 years, as well as many key state and local races. And since it is an election day, there's been a lot of focus on not just who gets elected, but also on how our election system works at both a national and a local level. So once again, to answer those questions that have been coming up this election season, Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrain is joining us right now to take a closer look. Phil, so nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks. Happy Election Day, Gemma.
Happy Election Day. And you are busy, so thank you for making time for us. So, Phil, as I mentioned, we've already broken records here in Idaho with early voting. So do you know actually how many people have voted before today?
Before today, so yes, in terms of early and absentee voting, like you said, I think what was most notable is just the early voting numbers have been so high for this election. And I think when we finish out today, we're still receiving absentee ballots up till the 8 p.m. deadline today, but that we will see early votes surpass absentees for the first time. We had over 200,000 people vote early in person for this election. We're getting close to 200,000 absentees being received. It's in participation leading up to the election. And then, as you noted, we're already over 500,000 total because there's shown up to the polls today.
So, Phil, how are things going so far today around the state? Because polls opened at 8 a.m., correct?
Yeah, you know, there's so much interest in this election, and we've really seen that today. Talking to various county clerks, I talked to Trent earlier today, and then Penny Manning, who's the clerk in Bonneville County over in Idaho Falls, and a few others. At the beginning, there were lines at many of the polling locations. It was those people trying to get in to vote before work. A few little things to kind of iron out at the start of the day, but since then, we've been rolling. We're at almost 550,000 people have now voted collectively. One of the big things we're seeing a ton of is same-day registration. So one of the things that's unique here in Idaho is that you can still register to vote today. If you didn't register in advance, you can bring your photo ID, you can bring your proof of residence and vote and register at the polls. That takes a little longer, but I'm happy to report, I mean, just today alone, we've seen 20,000 new Idahoans who were not registered before join our voter rolls. So it just shows there's tons of interest in this election.
Okay, so you mentioned if you're not registered, what to do. What if you go to the polls today, Phil, and maybe you're having an issue outside of not being registered? Maybe you've moved and you forgot to update that. Can you still vote? I mean, what do you need to do?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, so anybody who hasn't voted yet, visit voteidaho.gov. Look up your voter record. So one of the things you can check is to see, is your information current? Does it have your current address on your voter record? You can also look up your polling place in terms of where you need to go. That's one of the things about Election Day is you do have to go to your specific polling place based on your address. You can't just go to any vote here sign. It has to be the right one. And I know that can always be frustrating if people go to one place, wait in line, and then get sent to a different place. So we want to help people avoid that. That's where the website really comes in hand. And then if you do need to update anything, you will have to re-register. So bring photo ID, an Idaho state ID, so your Idaho driver's license, Idaho ID card, or a federal ID, and bring proof of residence. If your address is current on your driver's license, that's great. That's all you need. Otherwise, grab like your car insurance. Often your glove box has up-to-date information in terms of your address that will work to satisfy the requirements for residency. And like I said, we've already seen 20,000 people accomplish that today, and I'm sure we will see many more as the day continues.
Mm-hmm. So can we talk about some tension around this election? And I think that's a nice way of putting it. And we've seen across the country some altercations at polling locations. And can we just talk a little bit more about this? Because I am assuming that the right thing to do is to be kind to poll workers, right? Stay calm. I mean, it is, for the most part, poll workers are volunteers. And I'm curious if they get training or advice. Gemma.
Yeah, just like you were saying, I encourage anybody who, when you head to the polls, thank the poll workers. They're putting in, these are people who are giving up their day, had to go through training and everything to lead up to it. But we wouldn't be able to vote, all of us, without the 5,000 poll workers who are willing to serve in these roles. And I'm happy to report it really has gone smoothly here for our state. And we've seen that. I was talking with Ada County Elections over the weekend, and Saul Seiler, he actually went out and worked some of the early voting just so he could help out the team. And he said it was so rewarding because even if someone waited 2 hours, they were thankful of all the work that went into it. We really are blessed in this state to have such a smooth process and have things like same-day registration that allow as many people as possible to vote. I used to train poll workers, so I have a special affinity for those folks. So everything you said, I completely agree with.
Well, and it's a good time, I think, just to remind everybody, you know, poll workers are people too, right? And as you said, they are giving up their day. They are really doing a community service, a civil service, to be there and work the polls. And I think sometimes we forget about the personal side of our, you know, poll workers, of our elected officials. I mean, just throwing out there, Phil, you're not just the Secretary of State. I mean, you are a barbecue champion.
You know. I do like to do that from time to time. And I think what you described is so true, that this really is a community event. It's not just a community event and all of us coming out to vote, but also all the people who come together to make it possible. When you interact with poll workers at the polls, they're normal people, like you said, but these are people who have most likely other jobs or other obligations. They've just signed up to help because they see it as such an important event. And so it's cool to see people get together. I also will note, you know, when I was talking to Saul, he referenced one of the neat things is just seeing people meet new people in line, like just chatting with each other. Not everything has to be fueled, you know, by vitriol in terms of politics. But today is a really awesome event, both for us as a state and as a country, to come together as we select our leaders. And it's really one of the things that makes the United States stand out, is that we can come together and do something so significant.
So here in Idaho, polls close at 8 p.m., but we have two different time zones in Idaho. So because of that, you don't release results, right, or start releasing results until 9 p.m. Mountain Time.
That's right. No one knows any of the results, not even in the elections offices. Do they have any idea what the results are yet? Not until the polls close at 8 p.m. So here in Mountain Time, we will close at 8 p.m. here, and then we will wait to release any results until voting is complete in the panhandle at 9 p.m. here locally. That's when everyone will be watching to see what those close races are and you know, what's going on. We'll all also be watching national news, I'm sure, to see what happens in other states. And even for us here, it will take us a while to get all these results in, because you're talking, I mean, we expect at least 800,000 voters to participate. That's a lot of ballots to go through. So it'll be a long night here in our office, as well as across the state and the county offices. But just like we've talked about all along, Gemma, people can visit voteidaho.gov, see the results, and follow along with us.
So, Phil, at least here in Idaho, right, when we talk about state and local elections, once the votes are in and they're counted, we'll have a pretty good idea of who won and who lost, if a proposition passed, if it did not. However, the results aren't official. Can you talk about this? Because when do they officially become official, and how does that happen?
Yeah, there's a lot of processes. You know, for our office, we kind of describe today as halftime. Obviously, it's an exciting halftime because it's such a big day. But we've still got a lot of work to do. The results that you see tonight and the results that you see tomorrow, I assume, you know, it'll be in the morning someday, sometime tomorrow, that we will know kind of final results for the state in terms of those unofficial results. Afterwards, all the counties will be going through just to double check their work, to make sure every single ballot got counted, that the number of voters having been recorded in the poll books matches the number of votes cast. Our office will also begin doing random post-election audits. We will actually select counties and precincts and send teams of accountants to go through and hand tally votes to make sure what the county reported matches what we find when we do our audits. And then it'll all kind of come together on November 26th when the State Board of Canvassers, so it's me, Treasurer Ellsworth, and Controller Wolf, will come together and certify the results as official. And that'll kind of precede, you know, the transition in the legislature and everything else that it means for our state.
So, Phil, you're holding a series of Zoom meetings for reporters today, and you're doing this all the way up until 9 p.m. tonight. I have covered more than my fair share of elections over the years. I have to tell you, though, I don't recall ever seeing this level of transparency. Why are you doing this? Why is this important?
For a host of reasons. Like, first off, you know, you'd mentioned the transparency. We're trying to do everything we can to get information out to voters. I think just being on your show every week is a great example of that. And we see it as really a partnership. It goes back to that communal event where we're all working together, whether that's you and the media, it's mm-hmm. our office getting out information to voters, it's all of the political parties and the campaigns getting information out. It has really helped. And you know this, Gemma, when we do these calls, I'm still an election nerd at heart. And so I love sharing some of the data that we're watching. You know, this year, one of the things we now have a dashboard that we can track the activity that's going on at the polls. That's how I'm able to give mm-hmm. you kind of real-time updates as to what's happening with turnout. And so this is an exciting time for everybody on our team and here in this office. And so we love having the opportunity to share it, both with you and the media, but also with the public at large. And so we're finally here on Election Day, and it's a fun day to be involved in this process.
So you've got a new section this year on your Secretary of State website. It's called Close Races. I'm assuming that's exactly what it means.
Yeah, so we're trying something new. We've been really working on how we post election results. One of the cool things people will see tonight as they go check any of the results is they'll be able to scroll through all the races, see the presidential race and the legislative ones. We also have maps for each of the races so people can see, you know, who's winning in what precincts or what's going on throughout the state on those maps. And then, as you noted, we have this new tool that we're testing out. We picked it up from another state, these close races. So any race where the margin is within 8% will pop up on that field so that we can see. So you kind of, rather than scroll through 105 mm-hmm. legislative races, you can see the ones that are really close, because there are pockets of the state that we know will be very competitive tonight. And so everyone can kind of watch those closely.
So before I let you go, Phil, in the 2020 general election here in Idaho, more than 81% of registered voters cast a ballot. Are you expecting a higher turnout than that today?
I expect more total voters, as we're a growing state and there's so much activity. Uh-huh. I don't know if we'll get to that 81% mark. We're watching it closely. There's still a ways to go. I will say, for anybody who hasn't voted, the best time to do it is sometime soon. Once the 5 o'clock hour hits, that's when it's all 5 to 6 is always the busiest, the end of the day when people get off work. So if you haven't voted and you're listening, this is probably the time to go figure out where your polling place is at voteidaho.gov and then head to your polling location. I think there's a lot of excitement. You know, I've heard stories from some of the poll workers about people in their 50s and even 80s registering and voting for the very first time. Now, someone like me, I always want to be involved in election, but it's awesome to see brand new voters, not just those who just turned 18, participating in this election.
Yeah, 100%. Phil, as always, thank you so much for taking time for us, especially on this busy election day. We've been speaking with Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane about the 2024 election. He will be back next Tuesday with an update on how the election went. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.